Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, and we're fortunate enough to have her stop by on Monday mornings and take a look at stories that they've been covering and stories that are covering up. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marcia. As I said, I'm pooped. It was a busy, busy weekend. So much going on. Started off Friday night with the Salisbury Forum on a talk about journalism, the future of, and of course I have a vested interest in that, and some pretty distinguished panels talking about it, so and a good crowd. And some, we had a heritage walk this weekend with people talking about the American chestnut up at the orchard in Falls Village, Wood Sinclair, Mark Burdick, and Star Childs giving a great talk. And we had the Democratic Shenanigan Auctions, auction on last night at the Grove. People going, it's always fun with Dave Bearstorfer doing his shtick and raising money for the Democrats. So busy, busy time. And lots of things going on. I just want to remind people, I don't know if you did, Marshall, that Salmon Kill Road Bridge is starting work today, so that Salmon Kill Road will be closed along there. And motorists are going to have to detour either on Wells Hill or Britton Hill. That bridge has was done not that long ago, but the abutment just deteriorated, and now they have to redo it.
They never found out who was responsible for that, did they?
No, they didn't. And but the state is paying for it.
Okay.
The DOT. It's not the town. But just make people aware that you may have to go around. Also, the Housatonic Athletic Hall of Fame announced its inductees for the year. It's quite exciting. It's amazing, the athletic prowess of our alumni, or, well, in this case, alumni, of course, current ones as well. But the ceremony to honor these people will take place on November 13th at the high school, and folks interested in going should make themselves aware of that. So,
you know, I covered, over my 20 years of covering sports, I covered so many of those people, and
amazing,
not only covered
them,
but because Ed Taberski, as the athletic director, would always relay information to me when we watched a game about previous, you know, before I started covering, you know, comparing these athletes with other athletes and everything like that. What a rich, rich athletic program.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's well, as we know, some have gone on to major league, you know, careers. But even those who just really shone on the fields and courts of Housatonic are amazing. For a small school, amazing. We did have a fire this week. We were out in the boonies of Cornwall, out near Mohawk Mountain. The house was really, I mean, I couldn't get near it because it was so far in, but it was pretty well destroyed. Unfortunately, by the time fire companies came, the roof was in, you know, had come through the, fallen down into the foundation. And unfortunately, some animals were killed. But once again, I mean, the lines of volunteers up there was incredible, from all kinds of so many crews that came out for it. And again, it shows, you know, that mutual aid is just amazing, that whole system. Also, to remind people, there is a vax clinic coming up, several of them at the high school. The first one is October 7th, and so folks can now get their, I guess, second booster. Fourth booster? I don't even
know. You lose track.
Whatever it is, I guess it's third booster. Must be first two and then two. People should check that out if they're interested in pursuing that. And there will be three at the high school on Fridays in October. We have a story on the on gear this week.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. You did what a terrific, terrific story you did there.
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's a downer, a little too, quite frankly. You know, those of us who've been here for so many years and know gear is such an integral part of the town, they're struggling, as are many senior communities. And talked with Kevin O'Connell, the CEO, and they've made some changes. You know, they've cut out the outpatient physical therapy office. The pharmacy is going to be contracted out, outsourced, and they have to sell off some of their apartments. It's just that the future is, you know, they have to look at the future and make these drastic cuts, and it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunately, unfortunate. But you know what? We need places like Gear, Noble Horizons. We need them around. Because why? Because we
look at
are
our demographics.
Our demographics. That's exactly right. And you know, just every business. Hey, the Republican American. We here at the radio station. Every business over the past 3 years has had to cut back simply because if you want us to operate,
right,
you know, we have to cut back. And that's what I keep mentioning about local news media and why people say, why do I have to pay for a story? You pay for a story
yeah,
because, you don't want to be in the dark all your life. You want this information, and these companies can't just keep giving it out. Everybody has to make these changes. They're tough changes.
They are tough for those of us who are used to certain ways of life. It's very hard. And you're right. It just, but we have to go with the times and tighten belts and do more with less. That's just an unfortunate reality of life these days. And you and I are certainly feeling it in our business. No doubt about it. No doubt. Let's see. We had, the Travel Club, the International Travel Club at the high school, held its wine dinner and auction on Friday night at the White Hart Lawn. It was fantastic. We have 40-some-odd kids going to Japan in April. It just boggles my mind. Amazing. And this travel club is put together by mostly parents and community members who want to make sure that all kids have the opportunity to travel, not just those who can afford it. So they're fundraising and doing all sorts of things. And so we've got these kids going to Japan. We have a group going to Scotland and Ireland in the summer and then Galapagos Islands for, you know, this tiny rural school in Northwest Connecticut can send kids out around the world is just fantastic. And that the turnout for that was unbelievable. And I kudos to all of them for what they did. Okay, coming up, I don't have too much this week, Marshall. I have Cornwall Board of Selectmen on Tuesday. Keith Moon is giving a talk on Ukrainian refugees. Keith is a teacher at Hotchkiss School who's quite involved in that area of the world. That's at 2 p.m. at Noble. And the Peddler's Flea Market from the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society is at the South Canaan Meeting House this Saturday.
Just a couple of meetings. Sharon Board of Education meets today. Also, the American Rescue Plan Act Committee and Sharon meets a little bit later on. Taking a look in Salisbury, I mean, not much. Meeting coming up tomorrow. The Planning Zoning Commission has a meeting. Just North Canaan on September 22nd, the Inland Wetlands. Just, you know, there's a lot of meetings, but not these real big, you know.
It's we're getting near the end of the month, although we do still have 2 full weeks.
Yeah.
It's just weird how things turned out, and, of course, Labor Day just moves things around. So, there's no doubt it's not as busy as, but I shouldn't say that. I may jinx myself. Things will happen and things will come up. So there is a town meeting set for September 28th in Falls Village to make some transfers of funds for certain things. But otherwise, we're As far as the big meetings are concerned, you're right. It's kind of quiet.
All right.
But we'll still be busy, you and me.
Absolutely. Ruth, I want you to have a good week.
You too, Marshall. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Once again, the story is available in the newspaper or at rep-am.com.